This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, John, I think you might have stepped in it. You got ticket texture saying, I never agree with Costa, but now I am. Texture goes, John glazing a washed-up Aaron Rodgers was not on my bingo card for this year. The mental gymnastics to justify it is crazy.
I don't think there's any mental gymnastics. Do I think they ultimately do it? No, I think it's a huge risk. And I don't think Kevin O'Connell has to take that risk. They've got JJ, and if he's going to be healthy enough to play the season, start the season, you go with the rookie. But coming out last year, of the quarterbacks that were taking in the first round, who did we say still needed time to develop? It was JJ.
Mm-hmm.
He just wasn't in an offense that threw the ball around a lot. Does he have a great arm? Yes. Can he be mobile? Yes. But just wasn't asked to make a lot of those decisions. And I think if you're given the option of having a veteran quarterback for a year, because JJ didn't get to practice last year. He didn't get to do anything that you would say, hey, we are developing a quarterback. Look at Aaron Rodgers. Look at some of the other quarterbacks, Jordan Love in division. Now, I'm not going to compare JJ to Jordan Love. I think JJ will be better. But taking that time to sit and learn, and go through practice, go through preparation, go through all of that. That doesn't matter who the starting quarterback is. I think there is some value in seasoning a quarterback until he's absolutely ready to play. Did he get enough of that under Sam Darnold last year? I don't know.
Look, on the surface, you'd say Minnesota won 14 games. They're a quarterback away from being a real challenge, right? A real threat. And you said, yeah, you'd have some concern if Aaron Rodgers joined this division with the Minnesota Vikings. Do we view Aaron Rodgers as one of these guys that you plug and play at quarterback? Because the Jets felt that way. And what they got was a prideful, stubborn, egomaniac who sabotaged the organization.
Well, he sabotaged it in the offseason.
They gave him his receivers and coach. No, but they gave him his receivers and his coaches, and they fired the head coach and anything for Aaron. And the result was they weren't any better than they were with Zach Wilson. So, yeah, I'm not Sam Darnold's biggest fan, but there was at least continuity with Sam or upside with JJ. If they brought in Aaron Rodgers, I'd say bring it on. He wasn't good enough to beat the Lions 3 years ago. And now I'm supposed to believe that older, more stubborn, less mobile Aaron Rodgers is a real threat. I don't feel that way.
Oh, well, I know you like to pick and choose your text. How about we take a couple calls?
He sees what's on the screen. Or Joe, let me have it. You're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. Love the topic. I totally disagree with you, Costa. I think if the Vikings get Rodgers, they will win the NFC North. And just think about it this way. Sam Darnold won them 14 games last year. It literally took a winner-take-all game just for the Lions to win the North. And now that the Vikings upgraded their O-line, they have a great coach in O'Connell, and they have great receivers. And let's be honest, Brad hasn't really shown to spend big. And look at our schedule. Like, I don't know, like, why you don't think that having a great veteran quarterback like Rodgers.
Because he's not a great veteran quarterback.
He's not as good as he used to be, but Minnesota is a much better situation than the Jets. O'Connell is a much better coach than what he had with the Jets.
What about the Packers roster 3 years ago with LaFleur, another one of these great offensive coaches? Wasn't good enough to beat the Lions.
And
he's not the quarterback he was then.
Jefferson, Addison, Hockenson, O'Connell's a great quarterback.
Breece Hall. Come on, we could do this with the Jets weapons he had last year. Devontae Adams, Garrett Wilson. Okay. We can do this.
But the situations are different.
Yeah, yeah, one didn't have Aaron Rodgers' toxic ass in the locker room. That was the difference.
I want you to think about our roster, too. Hutchinson's coming off an injury. McNeil won't be ready to start the year. Last year was one of our best teams ever, and it took a winner-take-all game just to beat these guys with Sam Darnold. What makes you think that having Aaron Rodgers go to the Vikings is going to make it easier for us? And by the way,
look, Joe,
our division is tougher. We have a much harder schedule. We have our best defensive players coming off an injury. McNeil's also coming off an injury. We lost both of our coordinators. How do we know that? How do we know that we're still going to be even good? Like, I still think we'll be good, but
Joe,
I think it is delusional to sleep on the Vikings. I think any team in this division, I think this division is wide open next year, honestly.
Joe, I think you're doing a lot of heavy lifting to prop up Aaron to the point where we just asked the question, are the Lions even going to be any good? That's what just happened on our radio station.
No, and I'm not sitting here saying that I don't think the Lions can certainly win the division. I'll probably pick them to win the division, even if Aaron Rodgers is with the Vikings. But I think it's not doing your due diligence to think what would happen if Aaron Rodgers was in Minnesota. Could he completely derail that franchise? Yes, that is 100% a possibility. Could he also go there with that receiving core? And here's the biggest difference for Aaron Rodgers, who is not the same quarterback that he was even 3 years ago, but certainly 5 or 10 years ago. It's about protection. Aaron Rodgers is now a pocket passer. He's not going to extend plays. He's not going to pick up anything with his feet. He's an immobile statue. So what do? You have to protect him. The New York Jets never did that. Even though they tried to do it with the draft, they tried to add some offensive linemen. It was an epic failure. He needs to be well protected. He has that possibility with the Minnesota Vikings. He could still be a guy that can distribute the ball, and if he could swallow his pride and not be a complete D-bag, he could certainly win a lot of games and be a threat to the Lions.
2022, Aaron Rodgers plays the Detroit Lions. This is pre-Achilles. This is with pass protection. This is before the Lions had solidified themselves as a back-to-back division winner. The last time Rodgers played this team, he threw for 205 yards, one touchdown, and one pick. The game before that same season, he also lost and threw three picks on that day. That's before Aaron became this, both in terms of the injury and more outspoken, obnoxious, poor culture guy. I don't share this concern that you have it, but clearly people have thoughts. 248-539-9797.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple, and I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay. Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Next up is Greg in Royal Oak. Greg, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. I got to push back on you, Costa, but really quick. Let me preface this. I hate Aaron Rodgers. I hope the next time he gets an enema, they accidentally give him jalapeno habanero oil. And, you know, I just don't care for the guy.
I'm with you. I don't know about the enema, but I'm with you. I don't particularly care for him either.
So this isn't about him at all. This is about going the other way, and this is more towards Costa. Costa, you said you got to go with McCarthy in this situation. I think you absolutely cannot go with him. He's a rookie. He missed all last year with the injury. This, like the previous caller said, this team's one quarterback away. I'm not saying Rodgers is the guy. I'm just saying McCarthy isn't the guy. You cannot go with a rookie in this situation. Similar to the Lions, the Vikings are built to win now. They got the receivers. They have a decent running back. They can protect the quarterback. They can play defense. They got a tight end. It's all right there. And you know that rookie quarterbacks hit the wall. Mm-hmm. He's going to have issues reading defenses, coverages. And even if you think, oh, no, he's going to be the rookie that does it. Listen, you saw the miracle last year in Jaden Daniels. There's no way a rookie quarterback's taken another two seasons in a row. It's just not happening.
Well, it'd be three in a row because Stroud did it the year before that, too. So we actually have a little bit of evidence of leaning on a high upside youngster. It's not so much that I think JJ would step in immediately and win this division. It's that I think there's far more upside and there's a lot more downside with Aaron.
The risk is certainly there. There's no question. I'm not saying there's not a risk. I'm just saying you can't discount who he is as a quarterback. He has not forgotten everything there is that he's learned about being a quarterback. Now, if he can be that pocket passer, if they can protect him, I just think, I mean, I don't know that you're going to have all those missed throws that Sam Darnold had in that game that was in Ford Field at the end of the season.
It's 97.1.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.